cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is September 22nd, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1949, from the History.com website, Mao Zedong announces that the new Chinese government will be, quote, under the leadership of the Communist Party of China, end quote. In 1955, in the United Kingdom, the television channel ITV goes live for the first time. In 1960, the Sudanese Republic is renamed Mali after the withdrawal of Senegal from the Mali Federation. In 1965, the Indo-Pakistani War of 1965, also known as the Second Kashmir War between India and Pakistan over Kashmir, ends after the United Nations calls for a ceasefire. In 1970, Tunku Abdul Rahman resigns as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. In 1975, Sarah Jane Moore tries to assassinate then-President Gerald Ford, but is foiled by Oliver Sipple. In 1979, the Vela incident, also known as the South Atlantic Flash, is observed near Bouvet Island, thought to be a nuclear weapons test, but after the available evidence was analyzed, the best explanation was that it could be a meteorite exploding in the atmosphere. In 1980, Iraq invades Iran. In 1985, the Plaza Accord is signed in New York City. The Plaza Accord is an agreement between the governments of France, West Germany, Japan, the United States, and the United Kingdom to depreciate the U.S. dollar in relation to the Japanese yen and the German Deutschmark by intervening in currency markets. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, September 22nd. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.